الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقصت صدقة من مال أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that every morning there are two malaika in the skies who call out, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafan wa a'ti mumsikan talafan. Oh Allah, those people who spend their wealth on the poor and the needy, then oh Allah, increase them in their wealth. And those people who mize and hold back their wealth, then oh Allah, destroy their wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his Mubarak life had encouraged us that we should spend out in sadaqah. Whenever a person sees a needy person or there's some dini work, then he should spend his wealth. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. In this world, Allah ta'ala will reward him. In the akhirat also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the minister of finance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To him, anfiq ya Bilal, wala takhsha ala dhil arshi iqlala. Spend, O Bilal, and don't fear poverty for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't fear poverty for Allah. Allah will never become poor. Just spend. So whatever wealth you have, spend it. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is told by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains so beautifully, says, ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin. When you give sadaqah, your wealth doesn't decrease in any way, it increases. Person who spends sadaqah and he spends on the poor and the needy, then his wealth doesn't decrease, rather it increases. And the words of the Quran Sharif is, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ عَنْبَتَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that wealth just increases. The theory of the Quran Kareem, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. You spend one, Allah spends 10 upon you. You spend one and Allah spends 10 upon you. And this is how a person, the more he gives, the more Allah gives him. The more he spends and the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spends upon him. And for every one rand that he'll give, Allah ta'ala will give him 10 rand on top. Times 10, and not only times 10, right until times 700, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. Once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting outside his house. And while sitting there, there was a beggar that was going past. And the beggar asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, please in the name of Allah, I ask you to give me something, I haven't eaten for many days. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent his little son Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, that go into the house and tell your mother Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, that 6 dirhams which I brought home last night, she must give 1 dirham for this poor person. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her son, tell your father that 6 dirhams which he gave last night, from 6 dirhams,
I was going to buy flour with that 6 dirhams and make some roti, some bread for us to eat. Because we ourselves in our house haven't eaten for many days. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when he heard this reply, he thought for a moment and he said, now tell your mother, not one, all six, give it to this poor person. Take all six and give it. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, after all, she was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No attachment to the dunya at all. Immediately she took the six and she gave it. The beggar thanked him and he went away. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says to his son, now just look and watch how Allah will replace us for the six that we spent in his path. See, shortly later there was a person coming and he's holding a camel in his hand. And he's saying that I'm selling this camel if there's anybody who wants to buy this camel. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained to him, he says, I would like to buy the camel. What price would you sell it at? So he says, I want to buy it for 140 dirhams. So Ali radiallahu anhu says, I would like to purchase it, but I don't have any money with me. If you agree to sell this camel to me, I will buy it on credit, and the day I got the money, I will pay you back. So this Bedouin agreed, and he gave Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the camel. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is holding the reins of the camel in his hand. The Bedouin leaves. A short while later, when Sahabi comes past, and he says, looks at the camel, and he asks Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and whose camel is this? So Ali radiallahu anhu says, my camel, why are you asking this? He says, I'm looking for a camel from the morning, and I would like to purchase it if you would sell it to me. He says, I would love to sell it to you. What price would you offer for it? He says, after examining the camel, he says, I would offer 200 dirhams for this camel. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gladly accepts the 200 dirhams. He quickly takes the 140 and he sends it away to that Bedouin to pay for the original price of that camel. And the 60 dirhams that he's got in his hand, he takes it and he gives it to his son, Hazrat Hassan. He says, take this to your mother. And tell her that the 6 dirhams which she spent on that poor person this morning, Allah has multiplied it by 10 and given it back to her. Allah has multiplied it by 10 and given it back to her. Ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin. A person who gives sadaqah, that sadaqah of his doesn't decrease in any way. It only increases. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, badiru bi sadaqah. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Hasten in giving sadaqah, for verily calamities cannot overtake that sadaqah. Calamities, every day we are leaving home, we are going to work, our children go to school, madrasa. An easy way for the protection of the entire family is daily give out some sadaqah. That sadaqah becomes a protection for us from all kinds of calamities, difficulties and hardships. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that as we're moving through the journey of life, from the right and from the left, there are calamities that are shooting towards us. Some will get us and some will miss us. But that sadaqah that we give out in the path of Allah to some poor person, to some needy person, that sadaqah forms a barrier and a protection from all those calamities hitting towards us and affecting us. So to give out sadaqah regularly, and how this becomes a protection for us. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Wa ila thamuda akhahum saliha. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. On one occasion, Qawm-e Salih, the people of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, they came to him and they mentioned, there is a person in our community who is causing untold taklif and difficulty and hardship to us. As a Nabi of Allah, we beg you, can't you curse him and just make dua against him that he be taken and he get rid of from our community. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, when he heard this, and he thought about it and he heard it, he said, go, you have been sufficed from him. You have been sufficed from him. And he invoked the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this person. By the evening, this person returned safe and sound back into the community. On his back, he's got a bundle of wood, which he had gone to cut this morning. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, amazed to see this person coming back safe and sound, he asked him, and where have you been this morning? He says, I went into the jungle to go and cut some wood. He says, can I inspect this bundle of wood that you have? And when he opened it up in front, in the middle of that bundle of wood, there was a snake biting on one of the pieces of wood. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was amused. He says, that the people had come and complained about you to me this morning, and I invoked the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, but you have returned safe and sound. What is it that you did today? He says, I can't think of anything much, but before I left home, I took 2 rotis with me, 2 loaves of bread, and I went out into the jungle, and after cutting the wood, when I was tired, I decided to have something to eat. So I took the 1 roti and as I was eating it, there was a beggar that came past and he asked me for something. So the 2nd roti which I had, I gave it to him as sadaqah and as khairat. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was amazed. He said, your sadaqah has saved you from the curse of a Nabi. Your sadaqah has saved you and protect you from the curse of a Nabi. So this is the barakat of taking out sadaqah and spending on the poor and needy. That a person is protected from all kinds of sadaqah, from all kinds of calamities. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Badiru bis sadaqah, fa innal bala'a la yatakhatta'a. That calamities cannot overtake the sadaqah. When a person takes the, gives out that sadaqah, he is now in a fort, in a protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ulama teach us that we should think about ways and means of how we can give out sadaqah daily. There are so many people around us, different ways. Somebody is keeping some change in his pocket. Someone keeps some, one person, he keeps a bale of Snapper's chips in his car. Every time he sees somebody, he will give him, this is a sadaqah. And by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amount doesn't mean anything. What matters by Allah is the sincerity and the heart with which a person gives that. So a person is all the time giving something. One lady in Phoenix, she got a habit now, summertime, she'll have small bottles, fill it up with water and keep it in the fridge. Whatever bottle she can find, cold drink bottles, whatever. Fill it up with water, and every time a person is going past, then give him cold water. On a hot day like this, how a person will appreciate that cold water. Check a 60 driver came past, you give him one bottle of cold water to drink. What dua will come out of his heart for you on that day? On a hot day, you give him something to drink. So like this, there's different ways that a person can give sadaqah. And we should try and think of ways and means where we can give out the sadaqah and we can earn the dua, the reward in the akhirat. Even our little children, we teach them. You're going to school, you're going to madrasa. There's a poor student there in a madrasa. I take something for him and give it to him. So he also grows up with this habit of giving sadaqah regularly. Hazrat Mahmud Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, it was his habit whenever he'll go to the, fill up his car, he'll fill the petrol in his car, the Bowser boy, he must tip him off with something, 10 rand, 20 rand. And that's his sadaqah he's given for the day. Some sadaqah he's given. So there's many, many ways that a person can give his sadaqah. I saw here in Talimuddin once, one of the madrasa ustads, one of the madrasa, cold winter's night, must have been about 11:30 in the night, I saw the ustad, security guard who stands on that side of the madrasa, was looking after the madrasa, about 11:30 in the night, he's walking with a tray in his hand, got one hot cup of coffee, one toasted cheese sandwich. 11:30 in the night, the whole world is sleeping at that time. How that man will appreciate it? On a cold night, everybody is fast asleep, he's standing there, you give him something to eat. Hot duas will come out of his heart for you at that time. So a person, if he thinks, he jogs his mind, and he thinks of different ways of giving sadaqah, there's many ways, and the barakat of giving the sadaqah, a person will see it in his life. One ustad in a maktab, he once mentioned, he was saying, whenever I find a student in my class, he's very, very weak, and he just can't manage to learn his sabak nicely, because of some blockage, whatever the different reasons for these blockages to come. Sometimes it's haram wealth that we earn that becomes a blockage for the child learning the Quran Sharif later on. So sometimes there's a blockage for this child, and no matter how much I teach him and what methods I use to teach him, he just can't seem to progress. He says, then I start giving out sadaqah for him every day. Every day I will take out some sadaqah and I will give out. And he says, shortly the child, that barrier is removed, and he just starts learning the Quran Karim. He just starts learning the Quran Karim through the barakat of giving that sadaqah. We also know that story about how that rock shifted in a mountain when those people were trapped inside. And one of the things was because this person, he had given out, he had spent on that worker of his. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala moved that rock. There may be many barriers in our lives. Through the barakat of giving sadaqah, Allah removes those barriers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all those barriers. So like this, there's different ways for us giving sadaqah. One important thing for us to keep in mind is that the war in Gaza that is taking place, the war in Syria that is taking place, from here, besides speaking about it, what can we do? And ulama say one thing we all can do is we can give some sadaqah in the name of the war in Gaza. To help the Muslims in Gaza, Allah, I'm giving this, my niyat is, this little amount I'm putting in the hand, you make some difference there for somebody in Gaza. So with dua and with sadaqah, with dua and with sadaqah, like today we all are sitting here, how many of us made dua for Gaza today? How many of us cried and made dua for the people of Gaza today? One lady in Spingo Beach, from the day the war started till today, not one day she missed out 2 rakat salah and dua for the people of Gaza. Ye kaam ki baat hai, kaam. Besides speaking about it, talking about it, reading about it, passing on information, something for us to do. Sadaqah we're giving in the name of those people that can help them and assist them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in another hadith, Da'wa maradakum bis sadaqah. Somebody is sick, cure him through giving sadaqah. By giving sadaqah, someone is sick, that person will get cured by giving out sadaqah. Normally our mind, the first thing we go to is doctor, medication, hospital. By all means, to take medication is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we forget this first aspect. The first step is give some sadaqah first. First thing, give some sadaqah. And remember, the best person, the best recipient for our sadaqah is our domestic workers at home. Our domestic workers at home, they are the best recipients for our sadaqah. If you're looking for anyone to give our sadaqah, to give the sadaqah to them first, just take out 100 rand and put it in their hands. This is not part of your wages. I'm just giving it. For this, Allah Ta'ala will reward us. Allah Ta'ala will reward us, because at times we take more work from them than what they're supposed to be doing. So by giving out sadaqah to them, there's hope, inshallah, we will not be questioned about this. So the most deserving recipient, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Dawa maradakum bi sadaqah. Someone is sick. And the first thing we do is give out some sadaqah in that person's name. And Allah Ta'ala will give shifa to that person through the barakat of the sadaqah. Another important thing for us to keep in mind is that when giving our sadaqah, we do it discreetly. We do it discreetly. There's no need for us to make a big hue and cry and to make a big show of our sadaqah. The Hadith Sharif teaches us that the left hand doesn't even know what the right hand is given. So discreetly you're giving it that no one knows about it. There's no need for us to make a show and put it on a camera, take pictures, photos, all the people standing in a line with hampers, and we're now distributing hampers to them. And then that photos, we make it viral everywhere. Number one is we're breaking the command of Allah. We're trying to earn the pleasure of Allah by invoking the curse of Allah Ta'ala upon us by taking those photos. Taking that photography is haram. Then we want to show the whole world, this is the sadaqah that we are giving. So the Quran Sharif says, إِن تُدُّ الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. If you conceal that sadaqah of yours, that's much better for you. That no one knows about it. Nobody knows about it. Hazrat Zainul Abideen, rahmatullah alayh, he was the great-grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, only after he passed away, people came to know how much of sadaqah he used to give. So this sadaqah should be done very, very discreetly. And lastly, just to mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He explains and he says that sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadaba rabbi wa tadfa'u meetata suh. That the sadaqah, it cools down the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when insan's amal are gone such, that it's so evil that it invokes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By giving sadaqah, that sadaqah cools down the anger of Allah ta'ala. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّوءِ. And it saves a person from a bad death. It saves a person from a bad death. Every Muslim, he wishes and hopes, Allah save us from a bad death. Allah save us from a bad death. And an easy way to be saved from a bad death is to give sadaqah regularly. One sahabi, Hazrat Harisat ibn Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala and Ibrahim Dewla sahab damad barakatuhum, he mentioned this here in the old workers program there in Berlin. So he was saying that there was one sahabi, Hazrat Harisa bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, he was a blind sahabi, he used to love reading the Quran. All the time he would be seen sitting in the masjid reciting the Quran al-Kareem. So Hazrat Harisa radiallahu ta'ala, it was his habit that after the Fajr Salah, he'll come home, he'll sit with his Quran Sharif and he'll have one bowl of khajur and dates next to him. And every time a beggar will knock on the door, he'll stand up, he used to have a string tied from his place to the front door, and he'll hold the string and he'll go to the front door with the khajur in his hand, and he'll give the beggar. And then he'll come back to his place. And he'll carry. Next Monday there's another knock. Again he'll stand up and he'll walk. So his son told him, Abba, why are you taking the difficulty and hardship every time you're going up to this thing and you, why don't you just leave it to us? We'll sort it out. We'll give the beggar the food. We'll give him the khajur. So he said, no, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that if you give sadaqah, Allah will save you from a bad debt. And when I put that date in that beggar's hand, I make this niyat and intention, Allah save me from a bad death. Allah save me. We too can make that same niyat when we're putting it at that time, make this niyat, Allah Pak, save me from a bad death and an evil death. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullahi, this is a fantastic kitab, Fazail al-Sadaqat, the virtues of charity, the virtues of giving sadaqah, and full of ahadith, incidents, waqiyat, of people who give sadaqah and the rewards in this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to practice this time of the year. It's a very, very difficult time of the year. The kuffar are all having their celebrations. Muslims must be very, very careful. We don't mix up with their celebrations. No Muslim should be celebrating Christmas or New Year with the kuffar. Fuqaha ikram, they explain. They say that if a person is walking past and there's some celebration, whether there's a Christmas tree or a Father Christmas, whatever it is, you should turn your eyes away from that. And read this dua, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu. I'm happy to be a Muslim. I'm happy Allah is my Rabb. I'm happy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi. I'm happy. I can't be looking at them and thinking, I can't take my children down for a drive in West Street to go see the lights there, because that is the ways of the kuffar. I can't be mixing up. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun was revealed for the same thing in the end. Lakum deenukum waliyad. You got your deen, I got my deen. I can't be mixing up my religion with your religion. So a Muslim, when he passes this and he sees any of this, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasoola wa nabiya. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.